we present Michael Denison and Dulcie Gray in Lloyd George Knew My Father by William Douglas Hume.
Your breakfast is served, my lady.
Thank you, Robson. You know about them going hunting, don't you?
Yes, my lady. Sandwiches for three.
That's right, and two here. That's unless there's any change of plan. Ah, good morning, William.
What did she say?
Good morning, Sir William.
Yes, yes, never mind that. I asked what she said.
I said good morning, William.
Oh, is that all? -10 last night, I shouldn't wonder, Robertson.
No, only 3, Sir William.
That all? Huh. No damn good to anyone. Good morning, dear.
Morning, William.
Must have been my eiderdown.
What must, dear?
Made me think it froze much harder. Slipped off.
Why don't you tuck it in?
I do, but it slips out again when I'm asleep. Worse than a snake. Now, who's this letter from?
How should I know, dear?
I know the writing, but I'm damned if I can place it.
Why not open it and see?
Oh, a good idea.
I knew it.
Knew what?
You stop chattering. I'm reading a local paper.
Oh, it's from Gerald. He's asked us out to lunch on Monday. Sheila.
Yes, dear?
Gerald's asked us to lunch on Monday.
So you said.
Well, are we going?
No.
Why not?
Because I won't be here on Monday.
What?
I won't be here on Monday.
Oh. Oh, well, filthy food, a damn drafty house. Well, still, I like old Gerald. Known him since the First War. Went through Sandhurst and the Dardanelles together. Sandhurst was the more uncomfortable. Well, what am I to say to him?
You don't believe me, do you?
Yes, my dear, of course.
You don't? You think I'm bluffing, but I'm not. I said I would the first day that the scheme was mooted, didn't I? Last February.
Yes, dear.
At this very table. We were having breakfast when I saw it in the advertiser. And I said, William, if that scheme goes through, I won't be here to see it.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's gone through. Listen. Bypass link to run through Boothroyd Park. On Monday morning, first thing, 8 o'clock to be precise, the first sod will be cut by Mr. Bertie Gray's bulldozer. Mr. Gray has driven for the county council since he left the armoured corps in 19... blah, 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 blah. At Mr. Hubert Boothroyd MP's meeting in the town hall last weekend, in answer to a questioner who asked him how much compensation his father, General Sir William Boothroyd, had received...
Damn cheek.
The member answered, fair question, but I haven't got the figures to be frank with you. Well, that's a lie to start with.
I suppose you think Hubert fixed the whole caboodle.
I'll tell you something, William. He's never tried to stop it.
Oh, nonsense, my dear.
Well, he may have done before the general election, but not after it. He saw which way the wind was blowing after all those recounts, and he caved in. Oh, how I hate politicians.
Lloyd George was worse than Hubert.
Well, he was a liberal.
Came out of GHQ in 17 when I was on the staff. Used to have seen the fella. Hair below his collar and a flapping cloak. Looked like a well-stuffed vulture. It's all in my diaries in the study.
Yes, dear, I know.
Ought to get them published sometime.
Well, we have tried, haven't we, dear?
Not for ages.
Well, 3 years ago, we gave them to that charming son-in-law of Fatica Vans that weekend in Gloucestershire. Remember?
Turned them down flat, didn't he?
Yes, I'm afraid so, William.
Damn cheek. I was thinking in my bath last night that I must be the only general this century who hasn't had his diaries published. When's Hubert coming?
Hubert is here, dear. And Maud, and Sally, and Sally's young man.
When did they arrive?
Late last night.
I thought they hadn't dined here. I don't remember being that bored.
They're going hunting today.
Oh, yeah. What am I to say to Gerald?
Anything you like, dear.
I can't ring the fella up and say you're doing yourself in on Monday morning so you can't come.
Why not?
Well, sounds damn silly.
Well, then, ring him up and say you'll go.
Alone?
You'll be alone in any case.
Oh.
Filthy food there, or a cold lunch here. What's left from Sunday supper. That's the choice. So, make up your mind.
What are you looking at?
You, William.
Why? What's wrong?
Nothing wrong. But it's amazing how one just takes things for granted, isn't it? I don't suppose I've looked at you at breakfast once since 1922.
No, don't have the sugar.
1922. How many breakfasts is that?
Well, damned if I know.
Right, let's work it out. 365 times 15, naught. 5, carry 2, 5, 6 is 30, plus 2, that's 32, and carry 3. 5, 3 is 15, add the 3, that's 18. 18250. Oh. Nearly 20,000 breakfasts since we married, William, you and I.
No.
Don't just grunt, it's a lot of breakfasts. 40,000 boiled eggs. That's a lot of boiled eggs, William. 40,000 boiled eggs!
What about them?
It's a lot of boiled eggs. And you know only one of them was bad. And that was in Oban, when we took that fishing the year that Prince Charles was born.
I had a bad one the weekend we stayed with Gerald for the hunter trials.
Oh, yes, so you did. Still, even so, I think we've been very lucky.
Morning, Mother.
Oh, good morning, Hubert.
Morning, Father.
Morning, Hubert. Where's the meat?
At Shenstone Gorse.
Right on the boundary, by Jove.
You're telling me. We ought to get a move on. Sally had her breakfast yet?
No, dear.
Oh, Lord. Maud's just coming. Any news?
The proper papers haven't come yet.
Anything in the local rag about my speech?
Yes, I've been reading it. Work on the bypass starts on Monday morning.
So they tell me.
Has Budgie been fed yet?
No, I shouldn't think so. Hubert, did you see the Minister of Transport last week?
Rather. Bought him a drink. Two, in fact. Couldn't shift him, though.
Did you really try to make him?
I tried like hell.
What did he say?
Nothing doing.
Did you tell him Charles I stayed here the night before the Battle of Edge Hill?
No.
Why not, dear?
I didn't think it relevant.
But it's the whole point. Don't you realize he sat here having breakfast, looking out across that very field, and now it's going to be bisected by a dual carriageway.
You'll never see it from here, Mother, with the cutting.
That is not the point. And anyway, we'll hear it. At least, I won't. But your father will, and Maud, and Sally.
In a northeast gale, perhaps, not otherwise. And southwest's the prevailing wind here. Anyway, why won't you hear it? You aren't half as deaf as Father.
She'll be dead, my boy, that's why.
It won't take that long, Mother. Are you coming to the meet, Papa?
When are you starting?
30 minutes.
I won't be here on Monday morning, Hubert.
When the first sod drives his bulldozer...
I'll be part of him. I'm afraid your father doesn't take me seriously, Hubert. I can only hope that you will.
Of course, Mother. Monday morning, where are you going?
That is not for me to say.
Well, I'll be catching the 8:20, if that's any good to you.
No, I'll be gone by 8.
What, by car, you mean?
No, I don't.
I'm sorry, Mother, I don't get you.
Never mind, you soon will. Have you got no sense of history? Look at that portrait. Your ancestor, Sir Hubert Boothroyd. He sat here with his king 300 years ago and looked out on that field that James I had given to his father.
Where are we now, Mother? Back at Edge Hill?
Where Sir Hubert died, yes. 2 hours later, after his last breakfast.
Fell into a pond, poor fellow. Did you know that, Sheila?
Yes, dear.
Horse reared up, dumped him in a duck pond. And his armour filled with water, he went down like an old tobacco tin. Gug, 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 guggle, guggle.
Well, anyway, he died for something he believed in.
Gug, poor devil.
And you don't care, Hubert, do you?
I do, Mother. I feel very sorry for him. But it's damn all to do with the bypass.
Please don't swear at breakfast.
Sorry, Mother.
And it has everything to do with it. This is the first time that a yard of Boothroyd land has been stolen, and the government have damn all right to steal it.
Well,
James I left Boothroyd to Sir Hubert's father in...
Pretty shady circumstances, if you ask me.
Perpetuity, yes. And it has been in perpetuity now for 300 years.
The government are paying compensation, Mother.
Never mind that. It's the thin end of the wedge. It'll be the field this year, then the garden, then the house. One can't call anything one's own these days. You never know when someone in a bowler hat and pinstripe trousers isn't going to come in and steal your birthright.
It's not stealing, Mother. It's legitimate.
I don't care.
Possibly not, but that doesn't change the fact.
The fact is that you ought to have resigned.
Resigned? What for?
It would have been a gesture.
And a pretty silly one.
Well?
I'm sorry, Mother, but it would. Just putting up another marginal to auction.
All you think about is your beastly seat. Oh. How I hate politicians.
Lloyd George was the worst I ever saw. Came out to GHQ in 17 when I was on the staff.
Yes, dear, you told me.
I dare say, but I didn't tell Hubert. Hair over his collar. See him now, little monkey. Telling Haig his job. If I'd been Haig, I'd have kicked him up the backside. It's all in my diaries in the study. Ought to get them published sometime. Did you say you'd given them to Fatty Cavan's son-in-law?
3 years ago, yes, dear.
He must have turned them down, then. Damn cheek. Well, what time are you starting, Hubert?
In 10 minutes.
All right, I'll come. You coming, Sheila?
No, I've got a lot of things to see to here, but you go.
If you're coming to the meet, we'll take you in our car. Then you can follow the hounds in it.
Be careful of the horses, dear.
They won't be with me. They'll be in the horse box.
I'll ring for Robertson and order you some sandwiches.
I'm still not clear where you're going to on Monday morning, Mother.
That makes two of us.
She's doing herself in, Hubert.
Oh. Very funny.
When the first sod drives it...
Well, I wouldn't try your little joke on Maud. You
it
know
is
what
not
she's like.
A joke.
Well, joke or not, she might believe you.
That is what you all have to do. Oh, Robertson. The General is going with the others to the meet, and he'll be staying out, so could you ask your wife to make a few more sandwiches? And perhaps a piece of cake and a cheese biscuit.
Yes, m'lady.
Don't forget my flask.
Sir. Oh, Mr. Saunderson just rang to say that he'll be dropping in the parcel on his way by.
Thank you, Robertson. He's the one who ate the greenhouse, isn't he?
That's right, m'lady.
Well, he did that very nicely.
Yeah.
Saunderson's the village undertaker, Mother.
Yes, I know. That's why I've been in touch with him. I've got a little job for him.
You're going too far, Mother.
In what way, dear?
People talk, Mama.
I'm sorry, Hubert, but I like to plan ahead.
Quite right. Damn politicians never plan ahead, just live from hand to mouth. Our hands, their mouths.
Morning, all.
Morning, Maud.
Morning, Maud.
Sally dressed yet?
Oh, nearly.
We'll be late if we don't get a move on. Come on.
You coming, Sheila?
No, but William is.
I don't think Sally's young man wants to come. Would you mind looking after him?
No, I'd be delighted. I'm sure he's nice.
What does the fella do?
He's a reporter.
Good God.
Yeah.
What rag does he write for?
Oh, he's a freelance.
Really, at his age? That's very go-ahead.
I doubt if any decent newspaper would have him.
Wonder if he'd like to see my diaries.
Yes, I'm sure he would, dear.
Great War and the last two.
Perhaps he'll get them published for you.
Oh, no, not a hope. I tried that son-in-law of Kitchener's.
No, Cavan's, dear.
What? Oh, yes, Cavan's. Wouldn't touch them. Said they were too personal. I told him, that's the point of diaries, isn't it? And he said, no. The point of diaries is to keep them to yourself.
Well, Hubert's got a good spread in the Advertiser, Sheila.
Yes, dear. So I've just been reading.
You don't sound too pleased.
She isn't. She thinks I've let down the family.
You? How?
By not stopping the bypass going through the park.
Oh, you did your best, though.
Ha ha.
I know. But she thinks I ought to gallop out on Monday morning and do battle like Sir Hubert did at Edge Hill.
More do you know about him?
Yes, I'm sure she does.
Who?
Old Sir Hubert. That's him. Up there on the wall.
Ah. Killed at Edge Hill, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right, yes. But do you know how?
Do I, Hubert?
Yes, of course you do. He fell into a duck pond.
Oh, yes, of course.
His horse reared up, dumped him.
Oh, yes, I remember.
And his armour filled with water, and he went down like an old tobacco tin. Gug, 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 guggle, guggle.
How dreadful.
Gug.
Your flask, sir.
What? Oh, yes, thank you.
Go and chase Miss Sally down, please, Robertson.
Sir, your parcel, my lady. Mr. Saunderson just dropped it in.
Oh, thank you. Robertson?
M'lady?
It's your afternoon off, isn't it, today?
Yes, that's right, m'lady.
Well, you'll have to do the job this morning, then. I'd like a hole dug in the rough grass just beyond the croquet lawn.
What sort of a hole, m'lady?
A grave, Robertson.
A grave, m'lady? Oh, has the budgerigar conked out there?
You're on the wrong tack, Robertson. I want a proper, grown-up grave.
You mean a human grave?
That's right, Robertson. And please don't start until I've shown you the exact spot. There are a lot of spring bulbs there.
Very good, m'lady.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better fella if you'd called for volunteers. He did the job in all my campaigns. No damn good at fighting. Graves, latrines, latrines, graves, graves, latrines.
Yes, dear, you made the point.
He got the MM for it, too. Worked like a Trojan. Robertson will do you proud, my dear.
Have I woken up yet?
Mother's being difficult this morning.
Sheila's doing herself in first thing on Monday morning, when the first sard drives his...
What do you think of these, dear?
What are they?
Samples of wood for a coffin.
Oh!
Which do you like best, dear?
Oh, take them away, Sheila. I can't bear that sort of thing.
Don't be so silly, dear. You're far too old to behave like an ostrich. I like this one best, don't you? It's oak, Hubert.
I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
You will be one day, even if you're going to be cremated. William, what do you think?
What's that, my dear?
Which of these do you like best?
I don't like any of them. What the devil are they?
Sample wood for coffins. I like this one best.
I bet it's damned expensive.
So it ought to be. It's oak.
Don't leave them there when that young man comes down.
Why not? They might be panelling. Now, William, go and get your things on or you'll be late. Put on your warmest muffler.
Why, there's a heater in the car.
I dare say, but you're bound to get out of the meat to taste the cherry brandy. Do as you're told.
All right, my dear. What am I to say to Gerald about lunch on Monday?
I've already told you, William. I can't make up your mind for you.
Well, you've been doing it for the last 50 years, my dear.
Well, that's all over now.
A pity. What time are we on parade, Hubert?
Now, Father.
I'm in the house.
You can't be serious, Sheila.
I am, dear. Never more so in my life.
Well, I think it's very selfish of you.
Selfish?
Yes. You're only thinking of yourself.
Myself? I'm fighting for the Boothroyds, now that they've gone soft. Someone's got to, and your husband won't.
Oh, Mother.
And William is much too old and much too gaga.
It'll cost Hubert the seat.
Yeah.
You're as bad as he is. All you think about is his beastly seat.
Well, Hubert's done a great deal for the county.
I dare say, but he has also done for Boothroyd Park.
Well, that was not his fault.
Go and chase Sally down, please, darling.
All right, Hubert.
You've upset her, Mother. She admires me.
Well, it's nice to think that someone does, dear. Anyway, she's upset me, calling me selfish. I suppose Joan of Arc was selfish, too.
You're older than she was and should know better. Well, I'm off now, Mother.
I can't say I'm sorry.
And please, don't try out your little joke on Sally. She's at an impressionable age.
That'll be a change.
And not a word to that young man. Remember, he's a journalist.
I won't forget, I promise.
Good, because they can't be trusted. Tell him Robertson's an archaeologist or something.
Good morning, Daddy.
Ah, about time.
Sorry I'm late, I was trying to wake Simon. Good morning, Granny.
Morning, Sally, dear.
What on earth do you think you're wearing?
Don't you like it?
It looks utterly ridiculous and quite inappropriate for a hunt.
What was Daddy saying when I came in, Granny?
Quite a lot of things.
No, about Simon.
Never mind, dear.
Be nice to him, Granny. He's sweet.
Oh, are you going to marry him?
Well, unofficially, yes. But I haven't told the parents yet.
When are you going to?
Oh, I don't know. When the moment's ripe. I don't think Daddy likes him.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, because he's a journalist.
Sure.
And for another, he's not a conservative.
What is he, then?
I don't think anything.
Your father said I mustn't tell you something, so I'm going to.
Good for you.
The reason being that I don't think the children should be coddled, and because I think you've every right to know about the family.
Has Grandfather gone round the bend?
No, dear. No farther than usual. No, it's me. I've told your father, and your mother, and your grandfather, and now I am telling you. I am doing myself in on Monday morning.
Go on.
You believe me, then?
Of course. You wouldn't say it if you weren't going to, would you? But you stood it for so long. Why give in now?
Stood what?
Well, Grandfather.
Sally.
I'm sorry, Granny. Well, what is it, then?
The bypass.
Oh, I see. But what good will it do if you...
It might stop them making it.
But no one knows what you're up to, do they?
Yes, your grandfather, your father, your mother, and you.
But that's not enough. Granny, I've got an idea.
Yes, dear, so have I.
Come on, Sally.
Coming.
I want your help with the horses.
Look after Simon for me, will you?
I will. Now then, something appropriate, I think. How long have you been there?
Since last night.
You must be Sally's young man.
Simon Green, yes. And you must be Sally's grandmother.
Yes, Sheila Boothroyd.
Hello.
So, you're a journalist, camera and all.
Freelance, yes.
Sounds so romantic, doesn't it? Like some strange knight arriving at a tournament to find that the other jousts have been rigged. Do you get well paid?
Yes, sometimes, when I get a scoop.
And is that often?
Just depends if one's in luck. I got my first one last week.
How exciting.
Perhaps you saw the pictures. All the Sundays carried them.
I'm sure I did.
There's a pile-up on the A1. 16 cars all concertinaed. I was driving down from Stamford and I came right into it. So all I had to do was get my pictures. 2 on fire and 7 ambulances.
Fancy.
No one dead, though.
Oh, dear. Well, one can't have everything, can one? Do sit down. Oh,
thank you.
Are you a good photographer?
Not too bad. It's my camera, though, really, not me. Foolproof.
And you're engaged to Sally, I understand.
Oh, who from?
Sally.
Oh, I see. Well, unofficially, yes.
When's it going to be official?
When I've made a lot more cash. And when I think her father's coming round to me. What do you think of him?
My son?
Oh, sorry, yes, of course.
Not much. He tends towards pomposity, don't you agree?
Well, they all do.
They?
MPs.
Yes, I suppose they do. Broadly speaking. Coffee?
Yes, please. Black, please.
Sugar?
Thank you.
One or two?
Three, please.
Well, you know your own mind, anyway. An egg? Toast?
No, thanks. Just coffee. Well, you've got a lovely place here.
Isn't it?
Built about 1600?
Yes, almost exactly. How observant of you. James I gave it to him up there. In perpetuity. Well, to his father, actually.
He looks a bit like Sally's father.
Oh, do you think so? They're very different characters. Sir Hubert died at Edge Hill. Had a little trouble with his horse, according to my husband. But I'm sure he'll tell you all about it himself. So, you're interested in history?
Yes, I am.
Well, in that case, I'm sure you'd like to know that Charles I had breakfast here on the morning of the battle. Oh, your coffee.
Thanks. I'll just move these
coffee samples.
What?
Samples of different woods for a coffin. Which do you like best?
I don't like any of them much.
Oh, you mustn't be so squeamish. I like this one best, don't you?
Yes, not bad.
Not bad. It's quite beautiful. It's oak. Came from the park, I shouldn't wonder.
Very nice, yes.
So glad you like it.
Does your husband make them for a hobby?
William? Oh, dear, no.
Then why...
The undertaker in the village brought them up this morning so that I could choose one.
May I ask who for?
Myself. Oh, dear. I've let the cat out of the bag now, but I'm sure you'd like another scoop. Not so potentially exciting as the A1, I'm afraid. Much more parochial. I am doing myself in on Monday morning.
Really?
So you're interested?
Yes.
Would you like to know why?
Yes, please.
It's the bypass.
It's the bypass?
Yes. I said I'd do it if they did it, and they are doing it, so am I.
Of course.
Oh, I'm not mad. I'm as sane as you are. If I'd been mad, Sally would have warned you. She'd have said, beware of Grandma, she's barking.
She did say that, actually. But not about you, about your husband.
Oh, William. Yes, he isn't everyone's idea of sanity, especially the Youngs. But he's extremely old and very deaf, and I'm afraid that Mr. Lloyd George was very much to blame. Do you know anything about him?
Only what you told me, and what Sally said.
No, not William. Lloyd George.
I know the song.
The song?
Well, Lloyd George knew my father.
Did he? Oh, you must tell William.
No, that's what the song's called.
Oh, I see. How does it go?
Just like that.
Lloyd George knew my father.
And father knew Lloyd George, sung to the tune of Onward Christian Soldiers.
Oh, William will adore that. Do you think he could learn it?
Well, there isn't much to learn.
You mean that's really all?
Yes.
Sing it to me, and I'll play the tune. Oh, ring the bell first, will you, dear? Over there. Thank you. Now then, are you ready?
Yes.
Boy George knew my father. Father knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew my father. Father knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew my father.
Shall I clear, my lady?
Do, Robertson.
Very good, my lady.
I'm so sorry. Shall we go on?
Right.
Lloyd George knew my father. Lloyd George knew my father. Father knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew.
Yes?
When does it end?
Oh, it doesn't. We do. Anytime you like.
I see. Oh, William is going to love that. Do you think you could teach it to him?
I should think so.
Simon, would you like to take a photograph of me beside the grave?
The grave?
Yes, in among the daffodils. Robertson is just going to dig it for me, aren't you, Robertson?
Very good, my lady.
Mr. Green could give you a hand with it if you like, couldn't you, Simon?
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks very much, sir.
You know, if it gets into the papers, you will be suspected, and my son is going to like you even less than he does now.
If possible.
Which do you want most, the school or Sally?
Both.
Well said.
I'll check the camera.
And I'll ring Mr. Salterson.
Ah, there you are, dear.
William, this is Simon Green.
Good God. I thought you were a girl.
Sorry to disappoint you, sir.
That's damn good. Do you hear that, Sheila?
Yes, dear.
How did it go?
What, sir?
What you said.
Sorry to disappoint you.
That's it. That's it. Damn good. Missed conscription, did you?
Conscription? Oh, conscription. Yes, sir, by a long way.
I pity they'd have had that haircut for you.
So my grandfather keeps telling me.
Your grandfather? Who's he?
General Duggan.
Duggan?
That's right, sir.
Do you say Duggan?
Yes, sir.
Dirty Duggan?
General Sir Richard Duggan, sir.
That's him. That's Dirty. He's your grandfather.
That's right, sir, on my mother's side.
Good God! Do you hear that, Sheila?
Yes, dear.
Dirty Duggan. We fought right through the First War together, till they took us prisoner, and then we shared a tent together. No damn soap, precious little water. Looked just like you and I, come to think of it. By Jove, a spitting image. Hence the nickname, Dirty. You in the army, too?
No, sir, I'm a journalist.
Oh, yes, that's right. I got diaries in the study. Great War and these last two. I'd like to show them to you.
I'd like to see them, sir.
I'll go and get them out. I'd love to get them published. Gave them to some fellow once. Who was it, Sheila?
Lady Cavan's son-in-law.
Yes, that's right. Fatty Cavan's widow's son-in-law. Was he a publisher?
Yes, William.
That's right. That's what gave us the idea, of course. He turned them down flat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind. I'll get them out. You never know your luck.
Can I give you a hand, sir?
No, they're exercise books, that's all. Exercise books.
Do come along, Father, for heaven's sake.
Yes, I'm coming. This young fellow wants to see my diaries.
You're going hunting then, sir?
Quite. Mother, I'll take care of these. I'll put them in a safe place. They're samples, Simon, for a wardrobe.
I'll need some more films.
Will you get them to the papers in time?
Yes, if I can get them to the station before lunch.
Well, hurry up. Get your film.
Right.
Is that you, Mr. Saunderson? Oh, good. Lady Boothroyd speaking. I've decided on the oak. Yes, that's right. Now, about the headstone. Could I come down to your brother-in-law's yard sometime tomorrow morning, just to have a look round? Oh, how nice. What time would suit him, do you think? Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. I look forward to that quite enormously. Good morning. Robertson.
My lady.
Leave the breakfast things. I think we'll go and sight the grave now. And Mr. Green will help you with the digging.
Oh, thank you, my lady. Very good.
Sheila.
Yes?
I might bump into Gerald at the meet.
Well, that'll be nice for you.
Yes, but what shall I tell him about lunch on Monday?
Tell him we'll telephone tomorrow.
Oh, good idea. Damn good idea. And don't get up to anything while I'm away.
Of course not, William.
I'll give up that crazy idea or I'll have you certified.
You'd have a job. You're battier than I am, William.
Not much in it, I'd say, dear. Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Right, I've got enough fill now.
Oh, there you are, young fella. Now, the diaries. I've got them in this box. Mice have been out of my bed, but not too badly. Now, take this one, for instance, 1918.
Not now, William. Simon wants to see the garden.
The garden? What the devil for?
Don't worry, sir. I'll read them later.
Come along, Simon. Yes. And you, Ronson.
Yes, m'lady.
Now then, which years have I got in here? Good God, what's that? It is a mouse. Nibbling away. 1924. Gotcha. Ha. Come on, old chap. I'll slip you a spot of cherry brandy. More digestible than diaries.
Come on, Dad.
All right, my boy, we're coming. Come on, Mousy. Sheila, you got any cash for the collection?
Yes, I think so. In my bag.
And don't forget, we're going to ring up Gerald about lunch tomorrow.
Yes, dear. Later.
What am I to say to him?
It all depends, dear.
What on?
Lots of things. Now, where's my bag?
Well, let's hope we know soon. It's not fair to keep the poor fellow on tenterhooks. You'll be late for church if you don't go and get your hat on.
I don't think I'll go this morning. I have a lot of letters to write.
Who to?
Mostly tradesmen. You've got so few friends left when you come to think of it. Apart from Gerald and the vicar. What are you looking for?
Something to read during the sermon.
Besides, I have an appointment in the village.
Who with?
Oh, dear, I forget his name. He's the husband of the sister of the man who made the greenhouse.
Saunderson?
No, that's the man who made the greenhouse.
That's what I said.
Oh, I see, yes. But his brother-in-law's name's different. He makes gravestones. He's a stonemason. I've been working on the inscription. Shall I read it to you?
Right. Let's have it.
Sheila Jane, beloved wife of William Boothroyd. Then the dates. Then Lady Boothroyd of the Bypass, in inverted commas. Is beloved all right, William?
Well, you can't put bonking, can you?
Do you like it?
If that's what you want.
You've got to live with it, not me.
Well, if it doesn't look right, I'll let the grass grow. For the devil and the others, Hubert's got to read the lesson.
Don't fuss, dear. It's only 22.
I like that friend of Sally's.
Simon, so do I.
I wonder if he's read my diaries yet.
Yes, I expect so, dear.
He took them up to bed with him.
Well, then, I'm sure he has.
Morning, Budgie. Morning, Mousy. Here's your breakfast. They're getting on damn well together, you know.
Morning, Father. Morning, Mother. Morning, Budgie. Morning, Mousy. The paper's come yet?
Not yet.
Where have you been? You'll be late for church.
Oh, down to the stables. There's still 20 minutes.
But you've got to read the lesson.
Yes, I know. What time do they arrive?
Soon, I expect.
What is it, the new Bible?
No, the vicar's doing that one. Mine is Judges. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window and cried through the lattice, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariot?"
Is that all?
No, but that's the best bit.
Well, why did they?
Sorry, Dad?
Why did they tarry?
Tarry? I don't get you.
Sisera's wheels, dear.
Oh, I'm damned if I know.
But you must have read it, Hubert.
Yes, I have, but I've forgotten.
He's forgotten, dear.
I've got it. I remember.
Well done, Father.
Jael.
That's right, Jael, wife of Heber.
What's that?
Heber, Father.
Heber Percy, you mean?
No, Father.
He commanded my brigade in India.
No, not him, Father.
Why the devil bring him up, then?
I said Heber, Father, not Heber Percy.
No, not Percy. Walter was his name, not Percy.
Oh, I remember him, yes. Walter Heber Percy. Little black moustache.
Oh, that's right. And poodles.
That's right, dear.
He's not your fella.
I don't think so, Father. Dates don't fit too well.
No, that's what I was thinking. How did we get on to him?
The lesson, dear.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, why did they tarry?
Are you coming to church, Father?
Yes.
Well, you'll find out, won't you? We'll all find out.
What fun you're going to have.
A fella read the lesson once in India.
Oh, yes, dear.
Heber Percy's brigade, actually, drank like a fish.
Oh, yes, dear.
He got blotto in the mess the night before and had this dreadful hangover. He went up to the lectern pretty groggily, got hold of the old brass eagle by each wing and shouted out, "And Moses said," just like that. Then he paused, and then, do you know what he said?
No.
Well, I'll tell you. He said it again, "And Moses said."
Oh, good heavens.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh, sorry.
"And Moses said." And then he fixed the congregation with a bleary eye and said, "When this damn bird stops flapping its wings, I'll tell you what he said." Hey, what were we talking about?
Never mind, dear. It's all over now. Hubert, what do you think of this?
What, Mother?
This inscription I've written for my tombstone.
Have you given this to anyone?
No, not yet.
Thank God.
I'm going to at 11. I did think of adding "Much loved mother of Hubert Boothroyd, MP," but it came out quite expensive. So I thought I'd leave a space and you could add it in the future, if you ever felt that way. Or if the government put up your salary again.
Who are you seeing at 11, Mother?
He's the husband of the sister of the man who made the greenhouse.
Saunderson?
No. No, that's what I said, but she says no.
Oh.
Saunderson is the man who made the greenhouse, William. This man is his sister's husband.
Not allowed.
What's not allowed?
Deceased's wife's sister, yes, but sister, no.
She's not his sister.
Why the devil say she was, then?
I said she was Mr. Saunderson's, not his. She's his wife.
Whose?
Oh, whatever he's called. He's a mason. You must know him, Hubert.
Wears an apron, does he?
I don't know. I haven't met him yet.
A lot of them do.
Well, of course they do. I'm not surprised with all those chips.
What chips?
Bits of granite. I expect it saves their suits.
I've heard they do a lot of queer things. I never heard they chip granite.
Father's talking about masons with a big M, Mother.
I'm afraid so, yes. Do tell him I simply can't go on shouting.
Do rude things with their fingers, like old Winston used to, only not so rude. I met one once in Wolverhampton. He got tight, told me lots of things, but not a word about the granite chipping. Still, that was some years ago, between the wars. I'll tell you when exactly. 1912, the year they brought the King's horse down at Epsom.
That was not between the wars, dear.
It depends which wars you mean. I went there to back the damn thing in June when I was at Sandhurst. What was it called?
Does it matter?
No, nothing like that. Herbert Tree was riding it. No, that can't be right. He was an actor, fella. Much too heavy.
Herbert Jones, Papa.
That's it? Well done, my boy. Yes, Herbert Jones. Well, this daft suffragette ran out, brought it down. I'd had a pony on it, too. So I went up to Wolverhampton next time it came out and met this mason fella.
Mother didn't mean that sort of mason, Father.
How the devil does she know what sort he was? She never met him. Anyway, they're all alike. They don't look any different from the rest of us when they're in mufti.
William.
Yes, sir.
If you don't stop talking about masons, I shall scream.
You started it, dear.
Mother meant the other kind of mason, Father. You know... Oh, dear. Allow me to demonstrate. Oh, damn.
Hubert, you've broken the bowl.
Sorry, Mother.
It's all right. It's always been cracked.
What was the idea of doing that?
It was an accident, dear.
Well, it didn't look that way to me. What was the idea, Hubert?
I was demonstrating a stonemason chipping stone.
Why, suddenly? I've never seen a fellow do a thing like that before, have you, Sheila?
No, dear.
What made you do it, Hubert? Most extraordinary.
Don't answer, Hubert. I'd better ring for Robertson.
Oh, I get you. Jail.
Jail?
Yes, she did that to Sisera. It all comes back now.
Ah.
With a tent peg and a hammer. That's what made him tarry.
That's right, William.
Damn good demonstration. First class. Brought it all back. Wouldn't have remembered if you hadn't. Well done, Hubert, my boy.
Thank you, Father.
You rang, my lady?
Yes. Could you clear this, Robertson? There's been a little accident.
Very good, my lady.
Have the papers come yet?
No, not yet, my lady.
Good morning.
Morning. God bless my soul, what a hat. The church flowers won't get much of a look in this morning.
We've had a little accident, Maud.
Oh, dear.
I broke a pot.
Well worth it, if you ask me. He was demonstrating jail-killing Sisera.
They're in the Bible, Maud.
Do it again, my boy.
No, William, once is quite enough.
Is Sally up yet?
I'm just working her.
She'll be late.
Never mind, it's such a lovely day. She can drive me down to the village. I've got an appointment with a mason at 11.
The stonemason, Mother?
Yes, that's right, dear, yes. The stonemason.
Ever met one, Morty?
I don't know, offhand.
Well, I've been telling him I met one once in Wolverhampton. What year was it, Hubert? What's the matter, dear?
Has Bouncy got out?
I said I'd scream if you went on about that beastly mason.
Well, I was only
William, don't argue, or I shall scream again.
It's all right, Mousy, old fellow. She wasn't screaming at you.
Now, what do you think of this as an inscription, Maud? I rather like Lady Boothroyd of the Bypass, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Mother, Maud's allergic to that kind of joke. You ought to know that by now.
For the thousandth time, it is not a joke. I'm on my way to see the mason.
Mother!
Oh, thank you, Hubert. The designer, at 11.
You can't let her, Hubert.
The papers, milady.
Thank you, Robertson.
I can't stop her. All we can hope is that he'll think he's dealing with a harmless lunatic.
That is not very polite.
Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but that's all we can hope. If he took it at your word, he might start talking, and then the fat will be in the fire.
Here you are, milady.
Oh, it rather looks as if it's in the fire already, Hubert. Lady Boothroyd of the Bypass. Over my dead body, says her ladyship.
Let me see that.
Don't snatch, Hubert. Which would you like, Maud, the Times or the Observer?
Neither, thank you, Sheila.
Don't be silly, dear. It's not the only item. There you are.
That'll be all, Robertson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Which do you want, William? The Observer or the News of the World?
Don't be daft, dear. News of the World, of course.
This is utterly disgraceful, Mother.
But you can't help reading it, dear, can you? Now, let's see what the Observer has to say.
I can't bear it, Hubert. I just can't bear it.
Don't be so Victorian, dear. There are usually far worse things on a Sunday. Hurry up and read it, then we'll swap. I can't find anything in the Observer.
How did they get hold of it?
Evidently haven't. That's what worries me.
No, the Express, I mean.
Oh, they'll get hold of anything, my dear. They're a sort of printed flypaper.
Oh, it's too awful.
Quite. It's either plain incompetence or left-wing prejudice. Is there anything in yours, dear?
Yes, a lot. Why is it always rectos?
Where's the Sunday Telegraph?
It should be here.
You finished, Maud?
Yes.
Right then, swap.
That is extremely selfish.
Anyone think there was no one in this country but a lot of crazy rectors in shorts? Listen to this.
We'd rather not, dear.
Well, you're missing something. Oh, good. The bishop's torn him off a strip. Quite right. It's discipline the church wants. All this turn-the-other-cheek stuff doesn't work.
Good grief!
What's wrong with you, my boy?
I don't think that I've ever been quite so disgusted, Father.
Oh, he's in the Sunday Times too, is he? By Jove, they are coming on. I'll bet it doesn't quote the organist in full, though, does it? Here, let's see.
How did they get hold of it?
Don't ask me, dear.
I am asking you.
Good heavens, you're an MP, Hubert. You should know the press. They get hold of anything and everything. They have their sources.
There's nothing in the Sunday Times, except a lot of blah about some daft old woman who... My goodness, it's you, my dear. What have you been up to? Oh, Lord, it's the Bypass again.
Here's a photograph.
Oh, what? Where?
Yes, look. Lady Boothroyd at the graveside.
Oh, who took that?
It says here, photograph by Simon Green.
You mean to say you let him take that, Mother?
Well, he had a camera and he's a guest. And it's so rude, I always think
of
something.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, dear.
Are you responsible for this, young man?
What? You know damn well what.
Look, Simon.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yes, how could you?
It's my job, that's how.
Your job? To get a daft old woman in your lens and make a fool of her?
Hubert, if you are going to talk like that, you had better leave the room.
I'm sorry, Mother, but it makes me see red.
And apart from being my job, I thought that your mother ought to have the chance to sway public opinion.
Quite right.
And not just be snuffed out like a candle.
This is not bad. This should make them sit up. I wonder who wrote it.
I did.
Well done.
Well done, Father.
Make who sit up, William?
Fellows in Whitehall, of course.
You really think so?
Of course I do. You can't have people committing harry-carry every time you want to make a bypass. There's enough of it when it's been made, good heavens.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hubert, ring the Minister of Transport.
I don't know his number.
Put a personal call through to Transport House, then.
Transport House is not the Ministry of Transport, Mother.
Well, it should be.
Go on, Hubert. There's the bells.
Oh.
You must do something or you'll be late for church.
Oh, Lord.
That's right, Hubert. I knew you'd see sense. I'll ring for Robertson. He takes the Sunday Mirror.
Did you read my diaries, my boy?
Well, I've started on them, sir.
Where have you got to?
Lloyd George, when he came out to France.
Ah, yes, the little monkey.
Oh, that reminds me. Simon's got a song, dear, about Mr. Lloyd George. You'd love it.
Be quiet, Mother. I can't hear.
Sorry, dear.
You rang, m'lady?
Quiet, man. Come on. Come on.
Have you got the Sunday Mirror, Robertson, please?
Yes, m'lady.
Is there anything about me in it?
Is there not, m'lady? Plastered right across the middle page. I'll fetch it for you.
Plastered? Who's plastered?
Be quiet, Father. Hello, operator. I'd like a personal call to the Minister of Transport. It's Hubert Boothroyd, MP. 250. Yes, in the next 3 minutes, if you don't mind, as I have to go to church to read the lesson. And if he's not there, I'd like to know where he is.
Go and get your hat and coat on, William, if you're going to church, and give the vicar my love.
Right, where's my book?
In your hand.
Oh, yes. When did you get plastered, Sheila?
Oh, dear. Robertson just meant there was a picture of me in the Sunday Mirror, plastered right across the middle page. The picture, not me.
Oh, I see. I was going to say I haven't seen you plastered since Armistice Night.
Come on.
Leave it alone, dear.
All right. M'lady.
Thank you, Robertson.
Hubert.
Yes?
What about the vicar?
What about him?
Isn't that photo good? Do look, Maud.
I shall be late for church. Sheila, shall I ask the vicar to supper tonight?
Yes, do, dear. He's so nice.
Yes. You must come, Hubert, now.
I can't.
What about the lesson?
Well, you'll have to read it.
Oh, no.
Thank you so much, Robertson.
Thank you, m'lady. Would you like to see the people?
The people? What people? Oh, the people.
Have the Sundays come yet, Robertson?
Indeed they have, miss.
Sally, Simon's taken such a clever photograph. Look!
Oh, that's marvellous! There any more?
Yes, here, look.
Ooh. Quiet. Hello? Yes, Hubert Boothroyd speaking. Boothroyd, MP. Could I speak to the Minister, please?
Oh, what a super picture!
Shh! Hush, dear.
Well, when will he be back? For late supper. Oh, is he? I see. Thanks. He's sailing up the Solent with a friend.
You haven't said good morning to me, Daddy.
I don't feel inclined to. Well, I'm going to church.
Good luck with the chariot wheels, dear.
He won't ever forgive you, darling.
Never mind. It isn't him I'm marrying.
Right. Oh, would you, Simon?
Right. Hello? Yes, she is. Who's speaking? Oh, hold on. Lady Boothroyd, it's for you.
Who is it?
Panorama.
Oh, how too exciting. Hello? Yes, it is. Yes, so have I.
Oh, how nice. Which do you like best, the one beside the grave? Ah, I'm so glad. Such a clever photograph, isn't it? My future grandson took it. Well, grandson-in-law, I should say. When? Today. Would you come here, or would I have to come to you? Oh, how very nice of you. Well, any time that suits you. About 4. Yes, perfect. We'll expect you when we see you. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Well, they're going to make a record of me.
Granny, you on Panorama. You'll be famous.
I suppose I will, dear. Oh, well, better late than never. Will you drive into the village, dear?
Yes, okay, Granny. What time?
Just as soon as you're ready.
It's a pity that you won't be seeing Panorama, isn't it?
Ah. Well, perhaps I will, dear. Perhaps I'll be passing Telstar.
Oh, Sheila.
William, you're not still here.
Well, I've no cash for the collection.
Hello? Ah, yes, he is. For you, sir.
Oh, probably old Gerald.
You'll be late, William.
Never mind. I know the old Vanity off by heart. Gerald? William here. I'm late for church. You've seen the papers, have you? Yeah, well, then you know my problem. Yes, I think that's right. What time? Right. See you then. Goodbye. He's only going to lay for 1.
More coffee, Sheila?
Thank you, dear. What nice young men those Panorama people were. So hard-working. I feel quite exhausted.
Why not have a drink, then?
No, dear. I had quite a lot of wine at supper. Actually, I got on rather well with that funny-looking camera. I do hope I said the right things.
Sheila, has the vicar talked to you yet?
No, dear.
Oh.
He did try at supper, but I put him off.
Mm.
I switched him on to the fund for the church roof. He admitted that he overspent a little, so I promised I'd pay the overdraft off.
How much, Granny?
£7,000.
Oh, good heavens!
Yes, it is a lot of money. But that's what he said he'd been praying for, so I didn't want him to be disappointed.
I hoped he'd make you see sense, Sheila.
Well, he hasn't had much chance yet. And I think he settled for the £7,000 in the end with a clear conscience. After all, I am doing him out of the burial fees. No, no, I mustn't talk like that on my last evening.
Don't tell me they charge for burying people, Granny.
But of course, dear. How else do you think the clergy live? I should imagine that the burial fees add up to a very reasonable total. And of course it's an unending source of income. That's the beauty of it. Oh, dear. Really, William is a little selfish, sitting in the dining room so long on my last evening. Robertson's the only one who's taken any trouble. William seems to think it's just like any other Sunday evening. Well, I think I'll go and get my packing done.
Your packing?
Putting away, I mean. Oh, Maud, do try to cheer up or you'll spoil the party.
I can't, Sheila.
Mother?
Nonsense, dear. If I can put a good face on it, so can you. Now, Maudie, I'm going to leave you this necklace, dear.
Oh, Sheila. Here, I can't bear it.
Rubbish, dear. You've always had your eye on it. You'll find it in the jewel box on the dressing table in the morning. And I'm leaving you this bracelet, Sally.
Oh, Granny, you can't.
Well, it won't be any use to me, dear, will it?
Oh, it's lovely.
You can always pop it, dear.
Oh, I never will. I've always loved it.
Sally!
Well, we might as well be honest, Mummy. I can't bear all this hypocrisy about death. Can you, Granny?
No, I quite agree, dear. Talk about an ill wind blowing somebody good.
This'll ruin Hubert.
On the contrary, it'll make him. He's come out of it extremely well today. A man who sticks up for his mother is bound to be a vote catcher.
Then he'll cut off Sally if she marries Simon.
Yes, I've been expecting that. So I've decided to leave all the money I was going to leave to him to Sally.
Granny!
Oh, dear!
Then she can support that nice young man of hers when he runs out of scoops.
Master lost the hounds. They were the bitch pack, Vicar. That's important to remember.
Yes, Sir William.
Well, he rode up to a yokel leaning on a gate and shouted, "Have you seen the hound?" "Aye, sir," the yokel shouted back. "Hounds went past here 10 minutes back." "And did you see the fox?" the master shouted. "Aye, sir," shouted back the yokel. "Fox were lying third or fourth and going well. Ha, 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 ha."
Why was the fox so far behind, Sir William?
Oh, my God. It had rheumatism, Vicar.
Ah, I see. And yet, in spite of that, it took part in the chase. What an inspiring story.
Yes. Well, I think I'll go and pack.
I won't be long.
I'll come and help you, Granny.
Thank you, dear. That's very kind of you.
Pack? Who does she think she is, Tutankhamen?
Vicar, you will talk to her, won't you, when she comes back?
Yes, of course I will. But do you really think she means to go through with it?
Yes, I do. When Mother digs her heels in, it's quite something. Well, Maud knows that, don't you?
So she's threatened this before?
Oh, no. She can be very obstinate, but nothing like this.
Like what, for example?
Well, she pestered Winston in the war about the toilet paper shortage in the village. Wrote him 7 letters till she got an answer.
And I'm sure it was worth reading.
3-ton lorries, 7 of them, packed up to the canvas. I doubt if they're through it yet. You weren't here then, were you, Padre?
No. I was serving in a frigate.
What, sir?
Frigate.
What did he say, Hubert?
He was serving in a frigate, Father.
Ah, my mistake.
I'm sure that you could help my mother-in-law, Vicar.
Well, I'll do my best.
If only you could speak to her and make her see how wicked it is. It is wicked, isn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed.
But she doesn't seem to see that. She seems quite, well, quite ethereal somehow.
She's bonking. That's what's wrong with her. Dear. Mad as a march hare. Always has been, always will be. Not surprising, really, if you ever saw her father. Thought he was a camel.
Really?
Don't believe me, do you?
Yes, Sir William, if you say so.
Well, I am saying so. He thought he was a camel.
Yes, indeed.
You never told me, Hubert.
Oh, don't worry, my dear. He wasn't one. You never met him, did you, Hubert? Died before you turned up, didn't he?
I think so, Father.
Died the year Sheila and I got married. When was that?
In 1922, Papa.
Oh, yes, that's right. April. He was Lord St. Edward's.
Ah, yes.
And he thought he was a camel.
So you said, Sir William.
Used to drink a jug of water every morning after breakfast, and then never touched another drop till breakfast the next day. What do you think he died of? Water on the brain. Well, he was asking for it, wasn't he?
Yes, I suppose
so. But he didn't do too badly. 94 he was when he conked out. Charming fella. In the 10th Hussars, but harmless. Then he was a Liberal MP till he succeeded. Then the trouble started. Did I tell you he thought he was a camel?
Yes, Sir William.
Well, I'm wrong. He didn't. My mind must be going. Dromedary, not a camel. That's the two-humped fella, isn't it?
So I believe, Sir
William. Yeah, well, that's right. Shoulder blades, you see. That's how he got the idea. He had two, whereas a camel's only got one. So he must have been a dromedary. How did we get on to him?
Through Mother, Father.
Oh, yes. People tried to stop us marrying. Would have, in fact, except that my side was as sound as a bell. And it didn't turn out badly. Never thought you were a dromedary, have you, Hubert?
Not yet, Father, no.
And I'll bet you've never drunk a jug of water after breakfast or at any other time, eh, Vicar? Ah, Simon, there you are, my boy. Now, tell me, where have you got to?
1943, the Home Guard.
Have you got the time when Robinson got tight and stopped the district nurse and said she was a German parachutist?
No, sir, not yet.
Took her skirt off in the village institute to prove it. There was hell to pay. I had to give her brandy, and I'm damned if she'd put it on again.
Vicar, I'm sure it'll be better if you talk to her alone.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Well, when she comes back, we'll leave you. All right, Father?
What, sir?
We'll leave the vicar here alone to talk to Mother.
What about?
Her threat, of course.
It won't do any damn good. I've been talking to her now for 50 years, and where's it got me? She's as obstinate as hell. Let's have a drink.
I'll ring for Robertson.
Thanks, Hubert. Gets it from her father, Lord St. Edward's.
I'll tell you something, Vicar.
You've already told him, Father.
What? About the camel?
No, the dromedary.
Oh, God, yeah. Quite extraordinary, eh, Vicar? Not as if the fellow didn't have a looking glass.
You rang, Sir William?
Drinks, please, Robertson. Oh, well done.
I had anticipated the requirement, Mr. Hubert.
Vicar, did you see the way that bishop in the News of the World chewed that rector up?
No, we don't take that paper.
Pity. Robertson?
Sir William?
Where's the News of the World, man?
I'll go and get it, sir.
Why is it some rectors are called vicars and some vicars rectors, Vicar?
It's the rector has the living.
It's the rector does the living, if you ask me. you're a vicar, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
Well, take my tip. Stick to it.
The News of the World, Sir William.
Ah, thank you. Now, listen to this.
I'm quite sure the vicar doesn't want to hear that, Father.
Don't you?
Well, I think I'd rather have a glass of whiskey.
Good idea. Well, take it home and read it, if you feel like it.
Thank you.
Oh, not a bit. I've read it.
Whiskey, Father?
Why not?
You, Maud?
Yes. I think I will tonight.
Ah, there you are, Simon. Give Sally a hand in my suitcase, will you? There's an angel.
Of course.
Please don't get up, Vicar. I'm so sorry that I didn't come to church this morning. I was choosing coffins. Did they tell you?
Oh,
I got one off the peg. I was too lucky. They'd had an overlapping order, duplicated on the telephone or something. It was just exactly what I wanted. I put it down to you, William.
What was that?
I hope you don't mind. I hadn't got my checkbook with me. I think I'll have a whiskey, Hubert.
Right.
I feel so elated. Everyone's being so nice to me. Mr. Saunderson's relation is sweet. He says he can do the headstone. And do you know what Sally and Simon did for me this afternoon? They tidied up my grave. I didn't think you'd want me in your graveyard, Vicar. So I thought I'd make my own arrangements here.
Your whiskey, Mother.
Thank you, Hubert. Have you rung the Minister of Transport?
Well, I tried once. He was engaged.
I'm very glad to hear it. That should mean that he's got the wind up, shouldn't it?
Well, sure.
Yes.
Good
health, Vicar.
Thank you very much. And you too.
Well, did I miss a lot this morning? Tell me, somebody. How was the sermon, William? Very dull? Oh, I'm so sorry, Vicar. Got so much on my mind. Have some more whiskey.
Well, perhaps a soupçon.
Hubert, give the vicar a soupçon.
Right, Mother.
Vicar, ever hear the story of the minister in Scotland who was boring him stiff with his sermon?
I don't think so.
Well, they have these galleries up there for local bigwigs in some kirks, like a box in a theatre, behind a lot of panelling, halfway to the ceiling. Out of sight, to all intents and purposes. You get me?
Yes, Sir William.
Well, the minister was boring on, as I say, and he paused just before his peroration, just for a split second, and the laird's voice rang out loud and clear. Guess what it said?
I can't, Sir William.
Well, I'll tell you. It said, three no trumps.
It's sure to be for you.
Hello? Yes, thank you. Speaking. Oh, hello, sir. Yes, I did, but they said you were sailing. Oh, I see. And what did the PM say? Well, that could be true, but it's not going to stop her. No, she's adamant. Of course she isn't bluffing. She's already had her grave dug, and she's just bought a coffin in the village and a tombstone. And she's had an interview this afternoon with Panorama. You must do something. But damn it all, man, she's my mother. Well, of course it makes a difference. Put yourself in my shoes. How would you feel if your mother... What's that? Oh, I'm sorry, but mine isn't. She's still very much alive, sir. And she won't be in the morning unless you do something. Yes, at 8 o'clock, as soon as the bulldozers come. Well, with great respect, sir, you could ring the PM up again and tell him that she isn't bluffing, and that it'll look bad for him if she goes through with it. You will? Right. Thanks very much, sir. Yes. Goodbye. Well, he's going to ring the PM once again, and then call me back.
What did he say the PM said when he first spoke to him?
That he's heard you weren't all there.
Oh, really?
Well, he's damn well informed. You've got to hand it to him.
Well, it's up to you now, Vicar. Come along, Ward. What about a game of billiards?
Billiards? Oh, I'd love that.
Come Come on, Father, you can mark.
Mark what?
For us, at billiards.
What's the point? You never score.
The vicar wants to talk to Mother, Father.
No, I'm not stopping him.
Of course you are, dear.
No use talking to her anyway. I've tried for years.
Oh, come along, Maud.
Yes, coming, Hubert.
She's all yours, Vicar.
William, you really are too embarrassing.
Give him another glass of whiskey.
What a good idea. I'm sure it'll relax you. I'll have one, too.
Top me up, will you, my dear?
I will.
The news this morning gave all of us in the village a great shock, Lady Boothroyd. It gave my wife quite a turn at breakfast. And then when she passed the paper to me, I was stricken speechless for a moment. I could scarcely believe my eyes.
Your whiskey.
Thank you. And at Matins, everyone was dumbfounded, as Sir William no doubt noticed.
What's that?
Matins, dear. They were dumbfounded.
Oh, I don't blame them. Where the devil did she get it from?
I don't think I quite follow you, Sir William.
Maud's hat. That's what you're on to, isn't it?
No, dear. The vicar means the news about me.
Oh, that. I couldn't say. I didn't notice. Everybody looked about as glum as usual. Something wrong with Matins, if you ask me, Vicar.
Oh, I'm sorry you think that.
I think I'll miss at least of everything, except the ordering. I wonder if God feels as bored as the greengrocer must, to hear the same old list each week. Oh, well, perhaps I'll have a chance to ask him.
You're bluffing, Lady Boothroyd. Tell me you're bluffing.
No, indeed I'm not.
You really mean to go through with it?
Yes, of course I do.
You mustn't, Lady Boothroyd. I beseech you, it's a sin to take your own life.
Well, it may be, but it's not as bad as taking other people's. And that's going on all the time. Well, just look at William. He's been doing it for years. And been paid for it. Ordering men into battle to lay down their lives without the least idea what they were doing it for. And it was just the same with you when you were in the Navy. You saw nothing wrong in preaching to the sailors and telling them they were dying for a cause. Well, my cause is different, that's all. And I'm not involving anyone else.
I really don't know what to say.
Of course you don't. You haven't got a leg to stand on. Tell me about heaven, Vicar. Is it really like you say it is?
I haven't any doubt at all.
Those pearly gates and harps, how too exciting. Just think, I shall see it all tomorrow morning. Or do you suppose the journey takes a long time?
I'm afraid I couldn't tell you.
Well, of course not.
What?
We're all guessing, aren't we? I will get in, though, won't I, Vicar? I have been very good.
I'm sure you have.
I've never looked at anyone but William. I'll get good marks for that, surely. Well, you haven't been as easy as you might be, dear.
Huh? What about Tim Carson?
What about him?
Well, you looked at him, all right.
Oh, well, yes. He was so good-looking. Tim was William's second in command. A real Adonis with the bluest eyes you ever saw. We used to play golf at North Berwick when the regiment was waiting to go overseas. And I'm afraid we didn't always finish the round. Ah, but he was good-looking.
What about the night you had to stay at the Caledonian Hotel in Edinburgh because of the fog?
Well, we stayed there.
There was no fog at North Berwick.
So you always told me, dear. We must have been lucky. I mean, unlucky. Oh, dear. I've had too much whiskey. Dear Tim, do you think I'll find him there tomorrow?
Tim? Depends if the manager of the Caledonian has got there first. Talking of Maud's hat, Vicar.
Maud's hat?
Yes, in church this morning.
Ah, yes.
It reminded me of Lady Salisbury. Not this one, or the one before, that. Do you ever hear what happened to her?
No, I think not.
Well, she had a wedding and a funeral to go to the same afternoon at Hatfield. Well, as the funeral took place first at 2:00 and the wedding second at 2:30, she decided to park her wedding hat in the porch. Get me?
Yes, Sir William.
Well, when she came down the aisle after the funeral, it wasn't there. And it was only when she got out in the open that she spotted it. Do you know where it was?
I've no idea, Sir William.
On the coffin with the other floral tributes. Still, she nabbed it just as they were going to plant it.
Shall I? Hello? Yes, it is. Hold on, I'll get it. Oh, no need, here he is. It's for you, Mr. Boothroyd.
Ah, thank you, Vicar. Hello. Yes, speaking. Yes, I see.
And what did the PM say? I see. And that's final. Oh, well, thank you anyway for trying. Goodbye. Nothing doing, Mother.
Do you mean they won't give in?
No, he said that the PM's adamant.
Oh, is he? Well, then, so am I.
I told him that the first time.
Well, I wasn't then. I could have been persuaded. But not now. I'm in dead earnest. I'm sorry, everybody, but I am really very angry.
Ooh. It's no use flying off the handle, Mother.
It's too late. I've flown. Forgive me, Vicar. I'll calm down in a minute.
I feel that I really should be going, Lady Boothroyd.
Not yet. Oh, hells, bells! Sorry, Vicar. Look, why don't we all sing Lloyd George Knew My Father?
What the devil's that?
It's a song that Simon taught me. Oh, I'm so glad I remembered. Simon! Simon! You'll love it, William. And it's my last chance to teach you.
Yes, Lady Boothroyd?
Oh, Simon, come along. Come along, Sally! Come along, Maud, you too! We're all going to sing Lloyd George Knew My Father.
But I really should be going, Lady Boothroyd.
Well, stay and hear a verse or two and then slip out without a word. I'd like you all to do that, actually. I hate goodbyes. Just slip out without saying anything. I'll go on playing to myself a little. And then I'll go to bed. Now, tomorrow morning. Breakfast at 7:45 for you, Hubert, dear, as you have a train to catch. And the rest at 9, or when you feel like it.
We'll all be down before 8, Sheila. Don't be daft.
Oh, will you? Well, that's very touching. 7:45 for everyone.
Including you, I hope.
No, dear. I won't be coming down. Come along, William. We'll sit at the piano together.
Oh, goodbye, Granny.
Goodbye, my darling. Oh, I said I wouldn't say that. Just what I wanted to avoid. But thank you, all the same. Now then, Simon, are you ready?
Okay.
Right, then we're off.
Lloyd George knew my father. Father knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew my father. Father knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew my father. Father knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew my
George knew my father. Father knew Lloyd. Oh, sorry, my dear.
Breakfast 7:45, please, Robertson. For all except me.
Very good, my lady. Will you have yours upstairs?
No. I won't be having any, Robertson. Good night.
Good night, my lady. And goodbye.
George knew my father
knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew my father knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew my father
knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew my father knew George. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before.
Morning.
Good morning, miss.
Is no one down yet?
No, miss, not yet. Any news, miss?
I don't know. Her door's locked. I tried it on my way down.
So there's the one out of Sir William's room into her ladyship's. You'd think she'd say goodbye to it.
She hates goodbyes. She wouldn't even say them last night.
Oh, that's right, miss. Then when I put down his tea, he opened up one eye and said, "There's something on this morning, Robertson. What is it?" So I told him.
What did he do then?
He sat up and told me what clothes to lay out for him. Calm as you please. You'd never think her ladyship was...
I don't think death worries him a lot. He's seen too much of it.
But she's his wife, miss.
I know, but so is his regiment. Well, you should know.
Oh, that's true, miss.
That's what he's been trained for all his life. To look death in the face and carry on, regardless.
Yeah, but it's her who's looking it in his face, not him, miss.
Yes, but that's what he's been used to.
Oh, perhaps you're right, miss. Perhaps that's why he's put me on to sounding the last post at 8 o'clock.
No. You don't mean it.
I do mean it, miss. He wouldn't let me have a bit of practice either, so as not to upset her. I haven't sounded it for 30 years. They're coming, miss.
Who?
The bulldozers.
They're coming down the road.
That's right, sir.
Can you see them yet?
Not yet, sir. They're half a mile away behind the hill. They're dead on time. They'll start at 8 o'clock, all right. And no mistake.
What about some breakfast, darling?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, come on.
I feel so awful, Simon. We encouraged her. I didn't think she'd ever do it.
Nor did I. Oh, come on, have something.
No, I don't want anything.
Well, I do, I'm afraid.
How can you? I'm surprised that you're not hiding in her bedroom with your camera.
I thought of that, but the door was locked.
Do you mean to say you tried it?
Yes, I tried to speak to her. Darling, your grandfather was in the bath and he'd left his door open. There was a red coat hanging on a chair. You don't suppose he's going hunting, do you?
Not unless he's gone completely mad.
He's been completely mad for years.
Don't talk like that.
You haven't read his diaries.
Morning, Daddy.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Toast, sir.
Ah, good morning, Robertson.
They're here, sir.
Yes, I know. I hear them.
They'll start on the dot.
Yes, I expect so.
Mr. Hubert, I'm turned 80 and I'm not seeing this.
Yes, I know, Robertson. Thank you.
Daddy, she hasn't?
Not that I'm aware of.
Why the black tie, then?
What? Oh, well, I'm catching the 8:20, that's why.
Daddy, go and talk to her, please.
Well, how can I? Her door's locked.
Well, talk through the keyhole. I did, but she didn't answer.
There you are, then.
Daddy?
Yes? Well, what is it now?
She's leaving me the money she was going to leave to you. Did she tell you?
What?
She told me last night.
Good morning.
Maud, is this true?
Is what true?
Morning, Mrs. Boothroyd.
Morning, Simon. Is what true, dear?
About Granny leaving me the money she was going to leave to Daddy.
Well, that's what she told us last night.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Where's he going?
I expect he's going to plead with Granny through the keyhole.
Oh, she won't answer. I've been trying.
Oh, dear. You don't think she's all
but
ready?
How should I know, dear?
Good morning.
Morning, Vicar.
Morning, Mrs. Boothroyd. Morning, Sally. Morning, Simon.
No. No, not yet. Would you like some breakfast?
No. Where is Lady Boothroyd now?
Up in her room.
Do you think that my presence upstairs now would help?
I doubt it, Vicar. Her door's locked. Unless you think you can function from the landing.
Oh, dear. And where is Sir William?
He was in his bath just now.
Ah. May I say how becoming you look, Mrs. Boothroyd?
Thank you, Vicar.
Most becoming black, I think, to women. But alas, so little opportunity to wear it, except for effect, of course, but that somewhat detracts from it. Oh, well, we've done our best and we can't do more than that. She'll be in better hands than ours soon. Infinitely better.
They've stopped. They must have got there, Simon.
Well, time's getting on.
Shh!
Quiet!
Good morning. I said good morning. What's the matter with you? Never seen a guard's officer in full dress uniform for?
Good
William.
Good morning, Sir William.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, Grandpa.
Touch of frost last night?
7 degrees, Sir William.
That much? Lucky the old girl had her grave dug on Saturday. Where's Robertson?
He came in with a coffee, Grandpa.
Should be on the lawn by now. 3 minutes to. See if he's on the lawn, my boy.
Oh, yes, sir, he is.
Oh, good. Very glad you've turned out, Vicar. I hoped you would. The old girl's the church warden, after all. Well, getting on for 0 hour.
They've started up their engines.
90 seconds.
Hubert, did you talk to her?
I tried to. The door's locked. Have you talked to her this morning, Father?
No, she wouldn't answer. Shouted through the dressing room door, but she wasn't playing.
Hello? Oh, hello, sir. Hold the line. It's for you, Father.
What?
Telephone for you.
What?
Telephone.
Who for?
You, sir.
Who from?
Sir Gerald, Father.
Tell him I'll ring back later.
Hello, sir. He'll ring you later. Hold on. I'll ask him. He says, are you lunching with him or not, Father?
How should I know? How the hell should I know?
Hello, sir. He'll call you back later. Yes. Goodbye.
They must be getting ready to start.
15 seconds. 10. Fred. Fred. Shut. We can all fall out now, thank God. Well, Robertson did the old girl proud, if you ask me. Left out a bit, but then he hasn't sounded the damn thing for 30 years.
Yes, very nicely.
Oh, oh, Mother!
Bless my soul. It's you.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, how was that, Sir William?
Good morning, Robertson.
Good morning. Oh, my God. Good morning, milady. So you thought you wouldn't, after all.
Well, who would on a lovely morning like this? I do wish you'd all sit down. You make me nervous staring at me. Good morning, everybody. Somebody pour me some coffee, will you?
Granny.
Cheer up, dear. I won't take back the bracelet. Or the necklace, Maud.
What happened, Mother?
Hubert, surely you're going to miss your train.
Oh, yes, I suppose I ought to go.
Well, run along, dear. Don't let me detain you.
I'll get the car, sir.
Oh, thank you, Robertson. Well, goodbye, Mother.
By the way, dear.
Hmm?
About what you were shouting through the keyhole.
Yes?
I won't cut you off if you don't cut Sally off.
Ah, well, thank you, Mother. Yes, well, so long, everybody. Simon? Goodbye, Sally. Goodbye, Mother.
Bye, dear.
So long, Dad.
Goodbye, Hubert.
Well, I think I've got everything.
What about Maud?
Oh, yes. We've people lunching with us in the House of Commons.
Well, you're very suitably dressed.
Oh. Well, goodbye, Sheila. And thank you for the weekend.
Not at all, dear. Very nice of you to come down. And I hope that you enjoyed it.
Oh, yes, yes.
Goodbye, Mother.
Come along, Maud, or we'll miss the train.
Yes, yes, coming, darling. Goodbye, Sally. Bye, darling. Goodbye, Vicar. Bye, Simon. Bye, William.
Could I catch a lift down to the vicarage? I'm late, too.
Of course.
Thank you. Goodbye, Lady Boothroyd, and congratulations.
Goodbye, Vicar. It was kind of you to come.
No, not at all. The least that I could do. I'm so glad you decided to pay heed to my advice in the end, Lady Boothroyd.
Vicar?
Yes. Goodbye, Sir William.
Goodbye, Vicar.
Granny, did the vicar really make you change your mind?
No.
What did, then?
The thought of missing Panorama.
Granny!
It's true, dear.
But you won't be on Panorama now you haven't done it.
Oh, dear. Nor I will. I never thought of that. Perhaps I'd better reconsider.
Don't be silly. Then you wouldn't see it, would you?
Nor I would. Well, let's forget it.
Do you really mean that that was all that stopped you?
Not entirely, dear.
There are 17 reporters waiting in the drive, m'lady. They don't seem too pleased.
Oh, poor things. They must be cold. Take them all into the billiard room and give them whiskey. Tell them I'll come along as soon as I'm dressed.
Very good, m'lady.
I'll go. I'll try and cheer them up while they're waiting.
Thank you, Simon.
Granny, I know why you didn't do it.
So do I, dear.
Well, I'm damned if I do.
That's because you're not a woman, William.
Women know when they're beaten, Grandpa, so they don't go on and on being ridiculous through obstinacy like men. That's right, Granny, isn't it?
Perhaps, dear.
Well, I'll go and help with the drinks.
Sheila?
Yes?
Was the reason why you didn't do it about women knowing when they're beaten?
No, dear.
What the devil was it, then?
You, William.
Me?
Yes, you. I couldn't bear to leave you.
Don't be daft.
It's true, William. When I woke this morning and I heard you snoring in the dressing room, I realized it for the first time. Oh, I loved you when I married you, all right, until I met Tim Carson. But since then, I've often thought how boring you were with your deafness and your repetition, and you're always saying, whoa, drove me to distraction. And the older I got, the more it drove me. Then this morning, when I woke up and heard you snoring, and I saw that photograph of you beside my bed, the one of you and Hubert when he was a baby, I just knew I couldn't leave you. At least, not until God had arranged things in his own good time. Stay with me, you darling old boar. Stay with me as long as possible. Have you been listening? Have you heard anything that I've been saying? William!
Yes. What?
Never mind. I've got to talk to those poor, disappointed young reporters.
Hello, Gerald. William here. The old girl's coming, after all. That's right. There'll be the two of us.
In Lloyd George Knew My Father, by William Douglas Hume, Sir William was played by Michael Denison, and Lady Sheila by Dulcie Gray. Edward D'Souza played Hubert, Lockwood West, Robertson, Anne Jameson, Maud, Eric Stovell, Simon, Natasha Pine, Sally, and George Parsons, the vicar. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.